back in 2014, when this idea came about, it actually came about as we wanted to do something in the disability space, but not sure exactly what it was. So we did some thorough research to find out that there are already organizations and people that are doing offerings, that have offerings in the space of education, in the space of employment, homeschooling, vernacular training, and personality development, and a lot of other things. But there was no one that was doing, there was taking them, taking them and crossing, get them to cross the last bridge of, like a social, that the social need that they have of, finding a life partner and settling down. And that's when we thought we should see if this need is there. When we started off, it started off as a side project, and we wanted to see if this need is even there. And within 7 months, we got such great traction. We knew that there was definitely a solution that we need to come out with. And that's when all of 2014 went into building this app. And in 2016, Jan is when we released it.
Who can register with this app?
As of now, app is restricted to India only. But tomorrow we are looking at going global. And by tomorrow, I mean in the next 12 to 18 months, we are looking to go global and covering a lot of countries, because the solution is is not a India-level solution that we've come with. It's a global solution. But anybody with a disability, a disorder, can sign up on this app. And not just them. We keep it open to even people without disabilities who are open to connecting or matching with somebody with a disability or disorder are allowed to sign up to this app.
What are the safety measures you have taken?
One thing is we've kept in mind, knowing that, men or women on with a disability, right, are equally vulnerable, but we've ensured to keep in mind women's safety and concern as priority when we are making this app, and that's always on our mind. As of now, we have one very important thing, which is mobile number verification of every user that comes on, right? And today, from Aadhaar to PAN card in India, right, everything is linked to your phone numbers. That is one. Second, we don't display full names on the app. We only display first names, because it's very easy these days to kind of Google the person and look up their IDs on Facebook or whatever social network site and, go on and harass them. So we only display first names, not full names. Third is we have an in-app chat feature. Right? Once users connect, they can chat on the app itself. And even there, you don't have to exchange phone numbers. Still, both of them are comfortable enough to with each other and exchange at their own discretion. And lastly, we don't allow screenshots on the app. Women who are uploading their photos don't have to be worried that these photos may be misused or circulated, or any of those apprehensions have been taken care of because of this. And we also have this back-end team right now which reviews each and every profile that comes on the app. So they take 24 hours to review every profile that gets on. And there we make sure that this person is genuine and this person is from this particular city and things like that. So at our level, every step is taken to ensure that the safety measures are in place. And going forward, we're also looking at various things like GPS tracking for people who are going out. They just want to make sure that people around them know their location.